Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag. I'm staff writer Max Henson. Training camp is just around the corner. I know there are a lot of questions this time of year, so let's get started. Charleston Gaines with the first question, asking, with so many receivers, will King, McNutt, and Polaris really get a shot to show themselves in training camp? And that's a good question, and obviously it speaks to the fact that there are just so many wide receivers looking for their opportunities in this Carolina Panthers team. Obviously, a lot of turnover at the position has opened the door for a lot of young players to kind of make their mark on this roster. And when you look down and see the names like Kane, McNutt, and Polaris, who has had more of an opportunity than the previous two, they're going to be looking for their chance. And that's something Ricky Prohl really prides himself on as their coach of that wide receiver group, is making sure everybody's going to get a chance to not only get an opportunity in training camp to show what they can do with some reps, but some meaningful reps. I mean, he wants them to get a chance with the ones. He wants them to work with Cam and get an opportunity to see what they can do against the number one defense. And that's something Prohl told me he's definitely hoping to do at camp, something he plans to do. And every receiver on this roster knows there's an opportunity to be had on this team. And Ricky Prohl's going to do everything he can to make sure they all get that chance. We got our next question from Ron Speaks on Twitter, who asks, will Edmund Kabila make it onto the field this year, and has Amini Sulatolu rehabbed to near 100%? Two good questions, and obviously those are two big guys when you talk about the interior of the offensive line trying to return from injury. Kabila's rookie year never really got started last year, and he was on injured reserve, didn't get to play a snap, and Amini went out early in the season with a knee injury and was placed in IR as well. So for those two, and starting off with Kabila, they're so anxious to get back, and really I don't know if there's anybody on this team more anxious to get in the field than Edmund Kabila after not getting a chance to prove himself coming from Division III Valdosta State. Wants to prove himself to his teammates, wants to prove himself to the coaches. And after speaking to head trainer Ryan Vermillion earlier this offseason, the plan is for him to be ready at training camp. And they are very hopeful that he'll be able to participate and really give this coaching staff an idea what he can provide. Of course, health has been a problem for him ever since he joined the league. So it's going to be a big year for Edmund to see if he can remain healthy. And that's the plan. They fully expect him to be healthy for camp. Amini, on the other hand, has been rehabbing tremendously. Ryan Vermillion was ecstatic with his progress even a few weeks or a month ago. Only continued to get stronger and look even better. So Amini Sulatolu performed very well in OTAs and minicamp, was a little further ahead than Edmund, and he fully expects to be ready for training camp. And he looks to get back into his starting job at left guard, which he had to leave early last season due to injury. Well, Anishin's this week, everybody. Excited to have the Panthers.com video mailbag back up and running. Be sure to send me your questions via Twitter throughout training camp. I'm at PanthersMax on Twitter. I'll be answering them the best I can. And, of course, looking forward to see everybody down in Spartanburg.